Whatnot, the podcast lent up very early edition. Today is March 23rd, year of our Lord 2022. I'm Pastor Brian Wolfmuller. A little reflection on the Great Exchange, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and then a question about online worship. Here's the podcast. A short devotion on 2 Corinthians 5, last part of the chapter, verses 20 and 21. Some of my favorite verses. This is the Great Exchange. I'll tell you more about it. Here, let me read the verses first. Therefore, Paul writes, "We are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." That's the Great Exchange part, that last verse, that God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become God's righteousness. So Christ becomes our sin, and we become God's righteousness. That's the Great Exchange. There's a story, I don't know if this is true or not, I got to track it down. If someone knows the reference for this story, please send me an email, wolfmuller.co/contact. That Luther was asked one time if he added anything to his salvation. This is right in the midst of the debate with Erasmus about the bondage of the will and the great Lutheran confession of original sin, that we don't contribute anything. God saves us, and he saves us alone by his own monergistic divine act. And Luther, to everyone's surprise, said, "Yes, I do contribute to my salvation. I contribute death, suffering, sin, the devil, the wrath of God, and Jesus contributes life and forgiveness and hope and joy and peace, life everlasting. So he takes what's mine and he gives me what's his." Beautiful. Here's a voice message asking about virtual worship.
Hi, Pastor Wolfmuller, longtime listener, first-time caller. I was wondering if you could talk more about this idea of online worship. I understand that live streaming with service keeps shut-ins connected, and that's a very good thing. And perhaps it's useful for outreach. On the other hand, it keeps your virtual visitors at arm's reach, and you can't really interact with them. But referring to a recording of a church service as virtual church and normalizing it, I think, is really dangerous. I know we both agree that we can't commune online, but I think there's a line between using the internet for catechesis and using the internet for worship, and we need to be careful not to cross that line. I'd appreciate hearing you grapple with this idea. I think it really ties into your idea of the metaverse being a bad thing. The body of Christ isn't connected by Wi-Fi. It's connected by flesh and blood people and flesh and blood circumstances. In addition, virtual worship poses a threat to the sacrament. Since you can't take it online, it gets a secondary status. So I would love to hear you grapple with this. Thank you, and God bless you, Pastor Wolfmuller.
Well, God bless you, too. Thank you so much for the question, for your concern. Very well stated, by the way. The difference between catechesis and worship, I've got to think about that a little bit. Here's the distinction that I've been using in my own mind. And I am very glad to... for you all to help me with better vocabulary, because I'm going to use the word energy and it makes me sound like a hippie. I even doubt myself, but here's how I think about it. There are different energies to the word and to the sacrament, that the word of God, especially the preached word, has a sort of scattering energy. It goes forth so that it's no problem for Paul to sit in Rome and write a letter to the saints over there in Philippi, and they get it on a piece of paper, and they read it 2 months later. So it travels through space and time just fine, and it still travels through space and time to us wherever we are. The Word of God. So the Word of God, the written word, and the preached word, the audio word. I think podcasts, by the way, are the most natural media for theology and for scripture, because you know, this is not a script. It's just me talking to you and you hearing. And so the Lord's word can move through these mediums very naturally. The Lord's word finds a natural place in podcasts, on YouTube, on the internet, published in books, etc. The sacraments, on the other hand, have a gathering energy. They're a pulling together. You have to come to the table. You have to take something and eat it and drink it, so that every church has a kitchen, sacristy, we call it. And there's so that you can't do that apart from one another. You can't do that away from one another. And both are good and both are necessary. I think about this a lot because I'm doing all this nonsense online, and there's kind of a few different layers that I think about it, but you all are listening to me do that. So hopefully it brings some value and comfort and joy and peace to you. Trying to restore people's joy in the Lord's word and theology. That's the big goal. But I have this picture of two gigantic sales funnels. Again, that's pagan language. So if you could help me with that language, that'd be great. But two places where I'm pushing people, and it's the theological and the Christian sales funnel. So that I think that all of you who are listening to anything that I'm doing, my goal is that you would end up at the altar of your faithful local congregation, an active part of that church. That's why at the end of every Wednesday whatnot, I say, go to your pastor's Bible study. You got to, this stuff, this podcast stuff, and whatever new media stuff that's happening, it's only supplemental to the life of the local congregation. And I've got the theological sales funnel, which is that you're reading old theology books that you would say, well, one time I used to, you know, watch Pastor Wolfmuller's YouTube videos, but now I read Chemnitz. That's the goal, that you quickly outgrow me and get into the old theologians, Luther especially, Gerhard, Chemnitz, all the old guys, because that's where the real wisdom is. So that I'm trying to push everyone in those directions. But this push towards the local altar, that's the gathering energy of the sacraments. There's two words that kind of fit with this. So there's the synagogue, which means to gather together, and the ecclesia, which means to be called out. So there's the pulling out and the gathering together, and the church is kind of both of those. So I think that might fit with your distinction on catechesis and worship, or with the caller's distinction, that catechesis is the teaching part, but worship is something fuller. We know that our liturgy is a shadow of the reality of the heavenly throne room. And that's where the liturgy really takes its shape and becomes a real blessing for us when we consider that Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are having a conversation. That's the scriptures read and preached. That they're having a court case and determining us to be innocent. That's the sacrament of the altar and the absolution. That they're hearing our petitions. That's the prayers. That they're receiving our praises. That's the hymns and the hymns of praises that we sing to the Lord. That we're on the receiving end of God's giving. We say, I came up with a real Texan-y thing, kind of thing the other day, that we're on the getting end of God's given. That's what worship is. And so we can't neglect that. Personal devotions, personal study, family devotions, nothing can replace the gathering together of the body of Christ. And that cannot happen. It can't happen virtually. That's a Gnostic dream, but it can't happen. It's an unreal thing. Carrie reminded me yesterday, Carrie, my wife, that I have not been talking about Gnosticism as much lately, and I need to, because it's the root cause of all these heresies. And so Gnosticism is at work behind here. Gnosticism, the idea that the physical world is evil or corrupt or bad and the spirit is good. Well, all this online stuff is is this Gnostic dream, but it's an irreality. It's an unreality. It's not true. And so if the thing itself is not true, then how can it contain the truth of the Lord's word? And how can we worship him there in spirit and truth? So, great question. Thank you so much for leaving the message. Hope that's a few helpful thoughts. Thanks, as always, for being part of the fun. You can leave a message to wolfmuller.co/audio Wednesday whatnot the podcast. You'll find it there. Your contact button is how to get a hold of me. It's great. Great fun. Thanks so much for listening. I hope it's enjoyable to you. Today's Wednesday, which means it's Wednesday whatnot day. I know that's everyone's favorite thing about Wednesday. I would guess that the odds of me sending out a Wednesday whatnot today are about 1 in 10. I'd say do not hold your breath today. I'm going to guess that it's probably going to be a Saturday whatnot this week, just looking at the calendar, but we'll see how it goes. You never know. There's a lot of other theology up at wolfmuller.co, including in a few hours, we're going to have the Worldwide Bible Study at 10 a.m. every Wednesday. That's a lot of fun. I think we'll press into Genesis 27 today. So that's great. Otherwise, well, Lord willing, talk to you tomorrow. God's peace be with you.